Tuesdays suck. But they don't have to.
Smile.
With all the feels. With Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We always say you got to take responsibility for the energy you bring into your space.
Yes.
And that is why we do All the Feels every Tuesday. Because we know the Tuesdays suck, and especially on a gray one.
Like, if you haven't stepped outside yet, what is going on in Tampa Bay? It's just blah.
It ain't good, Holly.
No, it's not.
Beth from Bradenton, give us a little perspective here. What's the good news in your life?
I'm a junior at USF, and on Friday, I got my acceptance to spend a month in June in London studying.
Oh! Hey! That is amazing.
Wow. Now, is this your first time studying abroad?
Yeah.
I am so jealous.
I'm out of the country.
Oh, my gosh.
When do you go?
I leave June 23rd, and I get back July 20th.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be, like, the trip of a lifetime.
That is so amazing. I always wanted to study abroad while I was in school, but I was always too worried that it would set me back because I wanted to be out in exactly 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that's probably, like, my only regret in college is that I didn't study abroad.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I didn't know how. I still don't really understand.
Don't you just go to an office and you apply?
Which office?
It's tricky.
What's the application? There's a lot of things I just didn't know how to do. Have fun. I'm glad you found the office.
Oh, gosh.
I just emailed my professor and she sent me a link and then it just kind of went from there.
You just got to ask questions, Holly.
Easy
just
peasy.
Like that. Well, congratulations, Beth. Thank you for letting us know and have fun this summer, okay?
Thanks. Love you guys.
We love you too. Good luck. All right, Gabby in Tampa, what's the good news in your life?
I am finally getting surgery that I finally saved for. I suffered from bulimia for a long time, and it damaged my teeth and my nerves, so I was unable to chew.
Oh, man.
The past five months, I've been on a liquid diet.
Mm.
Anything I eat had to get blended. So next week, I am finally getting my teeth implanted, and I'll be able to finally eat again.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I can hear the joy in your voice right now that you are just elated by this.
I am. I mean, it's a lot of money. It's $10,000, but wow. I'll be able to finally bite into a cheeseburger everyone's been telling me to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Now, Gabby, help me with this, because I think that I'm so happy that you're calling in, because I had a friend in college that dealt with that as well. And I always, as a friend, felt trapped, because no matter what I said or tried to help her with, you know, when you're dealing with that, it was always taken the wrong way. So what would you, as someone who's dealt with bulimia, say to someone who's listening that might be dealing with it now? And it sounds like you've sort of come through the storm with it.
Well, with my issue, my ex always told me I was fat, told me he liked skinnier girls. And if that's the case, you need to leave him. You are beautiful just the way you are. If I could go back in time, I would tell him, you know, go somewhere else, because I love my body. Your body is beautiful, no matter what size you are. It's not worth the damage to your body.
That is perfect.
It's a beautiful message. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to see that you've come through that. And I think you give hope to someone who's dealing with that right now. And maybe, who knows, they've been looking for a sign that says, I need help to get out of this bad situation.
Here's that sign.
Gabby, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for letting me be on the air and explain everything. Hopefully I can help someone, because it would mean the world to me to save another person from going through what I go through.
Well, that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need right there.
I have all the feels.